Two glasses are back. Communist and non-communist. Not exactly communist and capitalist. But communist and non-communist. Out of these two, the communists are going to be powerful. This is what I mean. So, if the world becomes full of communists, then the human civilization will be finished. All rogues and that's all. The American government wants to check this tendency. They cannot check it if they remain so-called trust in God. That is not with us. So, according to our proposition, certainly now it is forever. Two classes of men are there. Shura and Asura. Surasura. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Deva or Shura, he said this. Asura shall be buried. The Asura the demons, godless. If the Americans remain godless in the name of so-called trust in God, they will not be able to check this communistic movement. They will not be able. Now, if they are serious to check this communistic movement, then the American country, as well as the whole world, then they must be very serious to understand what is God and what is trust in God. Otherwise, this communist movement will finish the civilized human society. So you are thoughtful, they must be very serious. And this is the only movement, Krishna consciousness, which can make all people actually trust in God and explain what is meant by God. Demons, the communists are demons, and the capitalists are also demons. Fighting between demons there will be war and loss of life. But nobody will come out victorious. That is why there is occasional world war, but the situation of the world remains the same. No party has become able to change the situation of the world. What do you think, Karanda?
Significant change.
Simply they fight and loss of life and money and energy. War must be for the good. If there is some war, it must be for some good. But where is that goodness? the world remains the same, rather it becomes more worse. Then why fight? But they will fight because both of them demons, they will fight. But not for any good result. One means war is not bad. Just like disease. Somebody is diseased. Then he becomes healthy. The whole polluted situation of the body becomes repaired. Just like when you get a boil or dysentery, all the poisons on the body, it becomes purged out. Then your health becomes fresh. That is it. Law, nature. Similarly, war or famine or pestilence, they are meant for purging out all undesirable men. But the demonic principle is so strong that it is not becoming so. Met this approach. The Americans had pledged in their constitution, in God we trust. It should be done very scientifically and philosophically. What is God and what is the trust? Not a vague idea. Vague idea will not help. They will not be able to conquer over this atheistic world. Actually, if there is an organized party who believe in God, actually, then this demon class of men will always be vanquished. Just like there was war between the Surasura, demigods and the Asuras. God, Vishnu, took side of the demigods and came out victorious. But if both of them are demons, why Vishnu is that side of anyone? You fight and go to hell. That is it.
Devotees in the office, and we came up with the astounding discovery that we almost represent everything that is against Western values. We represent austerity. We represent God consciousness.
Yes.
We represent restriction of sexual freedom.
Yeah.
Intoxication, all the four-legged principles are almost totally the opposite to Western desires.
That means Western people are all demons.
So the problem is trying to get into office under those circumstances. The problem is trying to get into office under those circumstances to make that known that we stand for this and to have anybody vote for you.
Nobody may vote, but we must vote.
Yes.
Appreciate. That I have already explained how the university and the whole country is illiterate. Does it mean university should be stopped? University must be there. One who is fortunate will come and take education.
Okay.
It is not an argument. The people are illiterate, they don't care for it, therefore let the university close. This is an argument.
Gradually they will develop attraction.
Yes. We have to work. That is preaching. We don't think preaching is so easy, right? Eating, sleeping, and sometimes chanting Hari word.
That is not preaching.
We must be ready to implant the consciousness idea throughout the whole world.
Probably won't happen overnight.
The DTRC program is meant for us to keep us safe. If you neglect DTRC, we shall also fall. But that is not the all duty finished. Achyavam harai jappujan sudhyahate. Achya means deity. If anyone is worshipping the deity, very nicely. But not a bhaktesu, chandesu, but he does not know anything more. Who is devotee, who is non-devotee, what is the duty to the world? Sabhakta prakritasu. So he is material devotee. He is material devotee. So we have to take the responsibility to understand who is actually pure devotee and what is our duty to the people in general. And then you make an then you become Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari, advanced devotee. Just like these people, either in India or here, they remain simply catchy and easy, going to the church without any understanding. That's what it is finished. There is no church that has been closed.
Yes.
Similarly, if you do not keep yourself fit to preach, then your temples will all be closed in due course of time. Without preaching, you not feel enthused to continue the temple worship. And without temple worship, you cannot keep yourself pure and clean.
Yes, yes.
The two things must go on parallel. Then there is success. Modern times, either Hindus, Muslims or Christians, because in these places there is no teaching of philosophy. Therefore they are closing. Either mosque or temple or church. Still closed.
They can show no good results for their activities.
Yes. That is good thing. Therefore we are writing so many books. Unless you take care of the books and preach and read ourselves, understand the philosophy. This Hare Krishna will be finished within 2 years. Because there will be no life. How long one can artificially go on? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That will be artificial. No life.
Right, Prabhupada. We are so foolish, we never realize them to be products, like, without preaching.
Without preaching, without understanding philosophy, you cannot keep your strength. Everyone should be thoroughly, well conversed with the philosophy which they put in. That means we must be thoroughly every day. So many books we have got. And Bhagavata is so perfect that any verse you read, you get a new life. It is so nice. Either Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad. But it is not ordinary writing.
I have tried to put
your Bhagavad Gita into some schools. And they say, well, some of them, if they do have a Bhagavad Gita, well, we have a Bhagavad Gita. I said, well, no, this is an entirely different understanding of the Bhagavad Gita.
Mm.
And they say, well, if it's somebody else's opinion, we don't have that much interest in a variety of opinions on the same book.
It is not an opinion, of course, it's an attitude.
Yes.
Without opinion.
And those are those terms. It's very difficult to overcome those.
Preaching is always difficult. That I am repeatedly said. You cannot take preaching very easily. Preaching must be fight. You mean to say fighting is easy? Fighting is not easy. Whenever there is fight, there is danger, there is responsibility. So preaching means what is in preaching. Because people have ignorance. They have their Latin. That is preaching.
The Western world, no one has ever believed that it would be successful like this. They actually did converse.
I myself did not believe. I said yes. That was to see how. But because I lived in the proper line, they just become successful.
Yes, Krishna is so kind that we expect something and he gives us 100 times more.
Oh, yes.
Just simply follow your instructions. Yes, I'm sure that it will come out glorious.
In the back of mind, there are political rights to do better than the country.
Oh, yes. Why not? Krishna has been in politics. The Krishna consciousness means all now, social, political, philosophical, religious, cultural, everything. It is not one side. They take it as, they do not know, that's what they are thinking, religious. No, it is all including. All including. All pervasive.
Well, they've incorporated a particular philosophy and the Constitution requiring a separation of church and state, what they call a separation of church and state in the
Yes. Areas. That is, we are already separated. Chatur, Varnama, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. That is already separated.
So there are certain restrictions about religious organizations entering politics.
Huh?
There are certain restrictions about a religious organization entering politics.
So what does it mean? Christians do not take part in politics?
Well, they can't do it as
churches.
No, not the churches. Our ministers will take part. The sannyasis will give advice directly. The ministers will fight. Ministers are not ministers. They should be admitted in the class. That is, now it is prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita. There should be 4 classes. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Now it is spoken by God. Therefore should be rejected. Does it mean? God is for everything. What is this nonsense? And Krishna acted as Kshatriya. Therefore he should not be God. Is a very good argument. God is all-inclusive. And religion means God's word, carrying out God's word. That is religion. Sahita and make separate. They do everything. Where are demons? They do mental concussion. Why this politician says, in God we believe, we trust? Why this nonsense?
Well, they fear theocracy.
Huh?
They fear being ruled by a priestly class. That is a very old fear in the West.
No, that's all right. But if the politicians, administrators, trust in God, that becomes religious. How they separate? Currency note is economic problem. So how they are mixing with God? They are contradictory. He cannot separate God from any field of activity. And religion, they do not know what is the meaning of religion. Our definition of religion is to abide by the order of God. So does it mean the politicians, they do not abide by the orders of God? Then why do they alive in God we trust?
Well, before, traditionally...
Not
they...
before or now. What we are speaking on the actual fact that how they are writing in God we trust. As soon as they bring in God, that is religion. And very general meaning. So,
there's a movement to take that off the money.
Therefore, we have to start this movement seriously, not to take that. You cannot change it. Then you become demons. Therefore, I am warning you that before they, these rascals change, you take the advantage of it. That you cannot change. Then you become demons. You animals. If you withdraw your trust from God, then you are animals. So we are not going to be governed by the animals. That should be the people's voice. Educate people to become Krishna conscious and they'll say, no, we are not going to be governed by the animals. We want real men. That should be your demand. Therefore I am warning you that before they do that, you become strong so that they cannot do it. Rather, they may understand, yes, what you are speaking is your life. That is teaching.
Actually, when we formed the country and made the constitution, concept was they believed in God, but they were afraid that some religion would become politically powerful and disturb
that means they do not understand what is meant by religion.
Yes.
They are thinking religion means some heretical faith. Their meaning that. And that is the whole conception of religion. But actual religion we are now preaching.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
actually, what is religion?
Yes.
Religion means just like Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritrajya Mahameka. Give up all rascal religion. Surrender unto me. So who is a sane man who is denied? No, I don't surrender to God. He is a sane man. He must be insane.
Yeah.
Anyone who says that I don't like God, I don't like to surrender unto him, then he must be insane. He has already surrendered. He's going on under the condition of surrender. But it is not done very, just like a prisoner. He's already surrendered to the government. Still he says, I don't care for God. This is the police. He's a madman. The state can arrest him, kick him, and push him into jail. Still he says, I don't care for God. So what can he do? We don't care for you. Just as Gandhi started civil disobedience movement, disobedience to the government laws, but all the whole staff was put into jail and they were beaten with shoes, but still they said, no, yes. This is an example. Similarly, everyone is obeying, surrendering to God, but because they are rascal and fools, they are denying that he has surrendered. This is a madness. Nobody can stay without surrender to God. It is not possible.
Well, in a madhouse, a sane man is the only one considered mad. In a madhouse, a sane man is the only one considered mad.
Yes.
But that sane man is powerful.
It is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. That is already there. So, we have to act by the order of Krishna, not by the voice of the madman. That's really fun. Everyone is under control. quiz free. It is simply delusion that thinking I'm free. What is free? Under these stringent laws of nature. And still he's thinking, I don't care for God. This is madness. This is madness. Already under the laws of God. But still he's protesting. No, I don't care. There is no God. So we have to save this madman from further deterioration. This is Krishna consciousness.
Can a living entity ever lose its existence?
Huh?
Can a living entity ever lose its existence?
I do have studied in the Bhagavad Gita.
Well, I have never seen that it's possible.
Huh?
I have never seen that it's possible.
No. What is your understanding from Bhagavad Gita?
That we are eternal.
Yeah?
That we have always been.
How can you think of it? Why do you question this?
Well, because God's inconceivable. I just...
No, that is not possible. Is it done? He's accepting different types of bodies. But he is eternal. One body finished, that does not mean he is finished. He's transferred to another body, according to his desire. He's never finished. Nitta sattatayam. Tahannate hannavane sovide.
Avinashi.
Avinashi. Jina sarvamita. It's correct. We can test any so-called philosopher. Any so-called scientist. Any so-called politician. You must be strong enough to have your firm conviction that we can face anyone that can and defeat him. And logic, argumentum, baculum. You know that? In logic, there is an argumentum baculum. No argument, but with stick and gun. You see? If you don't really, then here is stick and gun. That is called argumentum baculum. So, we have to make our position so strong that anyone who does not believe in God, he is the finished.
We have a president that wants to believe that.
I know, but I don't think like that. But there are two kinds of business. Paritrana sadhunan vinasaya kudishtita. To give protection to the devotee and giving the unbeliever. It has settled in the world. The government has got two departments, law and order department, military department. Why? Two things work. Sudra. Sudra is the unknown knowledge. To come and meet that over and over. That's a Brahman requirement. To guide the Kshatriya, the Vaishya and the Sudra. That was their guru. Otherwise they'll come and meet more or less. It is practical in their country. You have elected Mr. Nixon as president, and again you are protesting. Why you are protesting? You have already elected him. What is the reason?
He's a rascal.
This kind of election is a rascal election. It has no meaning. That's what the public must know. Whom to elect and how to elect. That should be our problem. Because nowadays it is democratic government teach people how to select the real leader. Real leader means who does not commit mistake, who is not illusion, who does not cheat, and who has no imperfections, who has, or otherwise one who has got perfection. So, if you say, how is this possible for the conditioned soul? Yes, it is possible. If you follow the pathway, just like we are doing, we are following Krishna, he does not commit mistake. He is not illusion. His senses are not imperfect. And he does not cheat. And we are following. Therefore, although we are imperfect, because we are following the perfect, our proposition is perfect. The child may be illiterate, but when he starts, writes A like this, and he follows that, he becomes literate. This is what.
Years ago, you once gave the example that when the master craftsman is working and he has got an apprentice, when the apprentice works, it is also considered the same quality because he is under direction.
Yes. If you are under direction of a perfect teacher, then your conclusion is perfect. The difficulty is that we are following imperfect teachers, blind man. And what is the benefit of following a blind man? If the man is himself a blind man and if he follows another blind man, what benefit is it? Both of them will fall into the ditch. That is good. Just like this rascal, Guruji Maharaj. He is a rascal and he is preparing so many rascals. And there are so many others that are doing the same mistake. And there is no control by the government. The government is rascal. Government does not know he is real or his imitation. Otherwise this should have been checked immediately. But they do not check. But they do not know.
The Constitution is written in religious freedom. Everyone wants to practice anything, all right, the Constitution.
Religious freedom means everyone is rascal. And every religion is rascal now. So how they can change? They cannot change. That is wrong.
It also says they have restrictions.
Yes.
Religious practices harm people. Detrimental to the public good. They're not checked.
Now here, why do they not check? A rascal, cheater, and he is presenting himself as God. And why the government is allowing? Rather, we should bring a case. Then why government, against the Constitution, is allowing this rascal that he is declaring that he is God? What qualification has it? Let it be decided in the court. We should do that.
We have to make definition of religion.
Huh?
We have to make definition.
That we shall go and give in the court. First of all, this man is declaring himself as God, cheating. Why he should not be stopped? Let there be case. This should be done.
It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Yes. No, then, if the constitution is that in the name of religion somebody cheats, the government should take a shot. So here it is being done.
Fraud.
So, we have to maintain so many departments to fight with these wrongdoers. Why not make a test that this man is declaring himself God? How is God? Let him prove in the court. Why not initiate your case?
I said the people feel helpless. They feel the people here feel helpless. They feel there's nothing they can do anyway about anything. That's why they're engaged in so much intoxication. They feel hopeless under this government.
That is the defect that the government itself is imperfect. How they can check?
Well, they're so foolish. There was an article in the paper the other day about this shot going to Jupiter. And the scientists were described, the scientists that everybody's books depend upon, they were described as biting their fingernails in the hope that everything would come out all right.
What is that?
These scientists.
They said that they were simply taking chances that they might come out all right. They were not sure themselves.
But everyone is taking chance. The poor man is taking chance to become rich man. What is the difference between the poor man taking chance and the scientist?
Fits into all the characteristics that are described in divine and demoniac natures. Modern world fits into all the demoniac qualities.
Yes, because they're godless. Whole modern world is godless. They don't think of God very seriously. Everyone. They are described as opiate. What is that?
Opium or the people. Opium.
Yes. They think those who are religious, they're simply wasting their time. They're a communist country. They're completely against religion. They cannot allow their people to waste their time. That is their philosophy. This is the condition of the world.
Because the monarchs of the past day, they used religion to suppress the people so severely in Russia.
Well, something wrong was done, therefore everything is wrong. Somebody who might have seen some counterfeit coin, does that mean the whole currency is counterfeit? You cannot say that.
The sugar mentality doesn't know how to correct the situation. They try to make liberty for themselves. Without instituting religion again.
Society also, now there should be examination whether so-called Brahmins, they are actually falling the Brahmin regulative principle and chanting the mantra regularly. Otherwise they should be converted against Shudra. If we become safe simply by having a threat and do not do properly, then what is this? We should be examined. Every individual should be asked and chant this Gayatri mantra. You must, are they doing properly?
Yes.
It is all right. Otherwise, simply by name, so-called sacred thread holder will not do. And again, the same Brahminical class as in India. Parashuram, you know Parashuram? Parashuram?
The incarnation?
Because the Kshatriyas are not doing exactly the 21 times massacre. Finish.
Sir.
And those who Kshatriyas fled from India, as they came to Europe. So the European means they are coming from the Kshatriya descendant, but they have forgotten their own culture. Indo-Aryan. Strong, then there is no doubt he'll be able to control all of us. That's a fact. But we must keep ourselves spiritually strong. Aponi Asari Prabhu Jivari said, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was behaving in his life, and that he was teaching. Behave like spiritual man, and then we can teach. If we don't behave, then how can teach? It is more important than the body. One side, there is unrestricted sex life, and the other side, star population. But they cannot take this restricted sex life. Only power. So if you restrict your sex life, that I shall not beget more than one child or two child, then where is the question of this abortion and conflict? But they, that they cannot. They have unrestricted sex life at the same time. They'll take over
properly.
His fault is that I can restrict. I'll not have sex life unless it is needed for creating children.
The psychologist says it's unhealthy to go without sex. Many people trust psychologists.
But there is a process. This bad brahmachari process is there, sannyasi process is there. So if you adopt the process, you can restrict.
That it was published in a nationwide magazine. They showed where people's trust was. They weren't trusting anything very much, but they trusted the medical people, number one, and organized religion as such was way, way down, number eight or so. Why are people trusting the doctors so much?
Because they are under this impression that doctors are scientifically excellent. But the doctors' science is also imperfect. Because they do not know what is the soul. They do not believe in soul.
Television.
Why they get so much authority to television?
Everyone watches it, so it's becoming documented. That is their altar in their home, Srila Prabhupada. It's in a prominent place in the center of their house. They put flowers on top and they worship like that.
And it's intoxication.
After all, they accept authority. Either the doctor or the television.
How they could accept Bhagavad Gita?
They cannot say that don't want that. They cannot say.
No.
The authorities are already there.
Well, the common people are trying for leadership.
Therefore, you have to choose them. You have to elect leader. These are the qualifications of the leader. He must not be sinful. Then he can be. People will find in our camp.
One philosopher, atheist, by the name Bertrand Russell, he tries to prove that God does not exist by saying that people who say God exists say that God is, everything has a cause, and that first cause is God. And Bertrand Russell says, well, if everything has a cause, then God also must have a cause, so that there must be no God.
If God has cause, then he is not God. That is the difference between God and everything. Everything has got faults, but God has not faults. Therefore, he is God. Then Jesus said, he does not know. He equalizes God and everything on the same level. Then what is the meaning of God? If he has not the extraordinary qualification, then how is God? He is everything. He does not know why there is distinction between God and everything. Because God is not caused by everything, but everything is caused by God. That is the difference. Equal to God, then everything is God. That is going on, Mahamatya.
It's dark. So when I close my eyes, it's dark.
Yeah. Of the same quality, then what is the necessity of another God? It is a conclusion like this, that in the hospital, everyone is patient, therefore doctor is also patient. Can he be in the hospital? In the prison house, they are prisoners. Therefore, the superintendent police, he is also prisoner. Or the governor comes to see, he is also prisoner. It is a conclusion like that. God means he has got a special potency that he exists without any cause. Sarat. This word is used in Bhagavad. Sarat. Completely independent. Who is that rascal? Bernard Russell?
Bertrand Russell.
He's a well.
Yeah, British. He died for this. Died long time.
Very fashionable. He was leader of anti-war demonstrators. He was very man-conscious. for that man to solve all his problems.
But he could not have his own problems.
Yes,
he died. So was he a man or dog?
Oh, great at philosophy. Because this whole world is made of asses, that's why asses philosophy is given so much importance. Donkeys.
Thank you. Yeah.